I always thought it would be cool if you could go back and listen to the day-to-day of today's highest achievers as it happened, as opposed to 30 years later after they've made it. I believe there's a giant disconnect between ground zero and the top floor, because we only see the top floor, and the top floor only talks about the top. You know, how valuable would that be? And so it goes without saying, but I believe I'll make it there. And this is the documented journey through each level. My name is Bryson Sessions, and you are listening to The Bed Podcast.
Just want to preface the episode real quick. So I recorded what you're about to listen to with my AirPods in the back of a FedEx truck. And for some reason, the quality with my AirPods is abnormally shit. And I don't know if that's normal. I know it's not supposed to be great. But if that's what people hear when I talk to them, when I talk to them on the phone, that's a problem. As if I talk to people on the phone. But, yeah, so the quality is extra shit. But as the intro and outro say, it's not supposed to be good. It's not supposed to... I don't give a fuck. It's just supposed to be get a message out, document the journey as it's happening in real time. So, yeah, so I just want to preface it with that. And, yeah, enjoy.
So this might be awkward, but I'm washing trucks. And there's people around me. Don't know where they are. And so as far as they're aware, I'm just talking to myself. But I'll just say I'm on the phone. I don't know. So I'm just washing trucks. That's all I'm doing. And time is going... Fuck, was that noise? Time is going by so slow. And... Also, I'm not going to try to... think clearly at all. I'm just going to think out loud. But, I don't know, man. So I'm sitting here cleaning trucks. All my thoughts, listening to podcasts, whatever, just whatever. And something that I keep thinking about is one day, I won't have to do this anymore. And what will that day look like? You know, where am I going to be to where this isn't required anymore? Where I've reached a level where the outputs that I get from this activity are less than what I need to maintain the current level of life that I'm at. So I guess in another way to say it would be, well, at one point, will making $200 per day for 6 hours be not worth it? Because that's $33 an hour, and for me, based on everything I have going on, that's a good trade for me. And so I'm making that trade. 6 hours for $200, doing very easy work. It's just monotonous and gross because people are lazy. Then when's that going to offset? And then there's going to be one day where I reach a point where I no longer have to work FedEx. And so that would be, when can I make, I don't know, $1,300 in a month in less than, that would be in less than 48 hours. When can I make $1,300 in less than 48 hours? So if I can make $1,300 in one day, that right there is enough output from whatever I put in to say that I no longer need to work this job. And that's cool because that not only does that allow me to, you know, quit a job and have more time, but I guess it's exactly that. I get more time, 48 hours extra. Not like 2 days, but like 48 working hours to dedicate to whatever else I want. And then there's going to be a day where I make enough to offset the full-time income that I get from my full-time job at Hill Air Force Base to where I don't even know what the gross income is, honestly, because everything goes through that. So I have my insurance, retirement, which is, I guess, no longer. And then all the taxes and I don't know. But also, just for documentation purposes, people are walking towards me, so whatever. But there's going to be a day where I think at the time that I assume that I'll quit, it would be something like 5 years from now. So 5 years from now would be, I did the math yesterday, 5 years. I think that would put me close to $39.75 per hour in a full-time job, which is cool. So at what point, so we'll just say it's 40. So if I work 40 hours, if I work 80 hours times 40, that's $3,200 per biweekly check. And so at what point will I make more than $3,200 in 2 weeks? That's when that is holding me back. Because not only, so here's the thing. So if I'm making that with the time that I have available, which is a lot less than the amount of time that I spent working a full-time job, if I have, so 80 hours a week, if I can make that 80, if I can make $3,200 in a, I'm not even going to apologize. I'm not focused on speaking. I'm cleaning the fuck out of this truck. But, and also, how cool is it that I'm washing a truck and I'm talking about goals? Because I can put this over some fancy footage later with some cool music and be like, oh, I fucking did it. I fucking made it. anyway. So, I lose my train of thought all the time. Don't know what I was just saying. But $3,200 in 2 weeks. So $3,200 in 80 hours. What if I can make $3,200 in 10 hours? Not all. Whoa, that's what I was saying. So if I have 30 hours per week extra, and I'm able to make the same amount that I do there as I do with my full-time job at 80 hours per 2 weeks. Like, think about that. I don't even know what the proper wording or verbiage is here. I really need to expand my goddamn vocabulary, dude. It's such a bottleneck when I'm trying to talk about shit. So, if it takes me 30 hours to make $3,200 versus 80 hours to make $3,200, and I would be making the $3,200 in the 30 hours, but then in also doing so, I would free up the extra 80 hours because I wouldn't need that anymore. So, how much more can I make with the extra 80 hours per week, or per 2 weeks? So, that's exciting shit. And so, all that to say, that's what's been on my mind today, because I'm sitting here cleaning trucks, you know, like, what the fuck am I doing, man? You know, I don't say that as in, like, what am I doing? There's no point. I'm kind of wasting my, I don't think that whatsoever. But, so I think about this a lot. Like, could I be spending my time more wisely? And, like, I think I could, honestly. I think I could be pursuing some kind of trade or learning more about sales and going and getting a different part-time job and learning more, you know. I think that would benefit me more future-wise, but as far as getting a guaranteed check of, I would say, a fair amount of money for the little amount of hours that I work, you know, if I'm getting $1,300 take-home, so if it's $1,600 a month gross, and I only work 48 hours, is that 48 hours? Yeah. That's, I think it's 40 bucks an hour. I think it's average, right? Am I do that right? Let's check. I want to know now. So it's $33 an hour. I don't think that there's any other jobs around me that would hire me immediately and pay me $33 an hour. So that's the luxury I have here with FedEx, is that it is hard physical work. Well, not cleaning the trucks by any means, but it is hard physical work, but it pays significantly high for the amount of time and experience required. So that's that perspective. And so when I break down the numbers and I think about what's required for me to make that same amount, $33 an hour is, let's say that in order for me to make $33, I need to make two sales. And so, well, it's probably closer to, let's see, for a full day's worth of work, it's $200. How many products do I need to sell for that? And that would be, we'll just say that I make 25 bucks or 20 bucks on a product. So that would mean I need to sell 10 products. Is it, how, so, is it unreasonable to have a goal to make 10 sales per day or 10 sales per week to allow me to quit FedEx? No, that's very small. That's tiny. And so that first goal then is kind of mapped out to be 10 sales a week. So that's the first goal. So once I get 10 sales a week consistently, that allows me to quit one day of work. And so double that, and that's 2 days. Triple that, that's 3 days. So 30 sales per week, and that would allow me to quit FedEx. So how unreasonable is it to make four sales per day? I think that's extremely low. People do that in 1 minute. You know what I mean? So it kind of puts things into perspective. So if that's all I need, I always say this, man, but like the worst case scenario is I lose all my money and I learn a lot and I get in the game and I get my feet wet and I get experience and I learn more. That's the worst case scenario. But the best case scenario is, I guess, unimaginable. I don't even know what the best case scenario is. And that's exciting shit. So I guess I'm kind of approaching everything with the fact that the worst outcome is I learn and I grow. And the best outcome is I get a lot of money and I'm able to make the products better and more effective with higher quality this, higher quality that, if that's the route that I go. So that's exciting shit, dude. I don't know. I think the whole vision with this particular episode is just the fact that I'm recording while I'm doing shit that people always talk about later on. You know, then that's kind of the heart of everything right now. When people are, that's what I say, that's what I mean when I say in the intro, people at the top, we only see the top, and people only talk at the top, talk about the top, meaning people who have made it and they're up there and they're doing well, they talk about what they did from the bottom, but from the perspective of the top. So it's all hindsight. They always talk about what they did. I would imagine people exaggerate it to make it sound, to glorify themselves, to make themselves seem more hardcore or whatever. You know, like everybody knows the story of when your grandpa says, "Oh, we walked uphill in the snow both ways, 10 miles to get to work. We didn't complain," you know, whatever it is. So this is a real in the weeds shit. This is me literally watching trucks, walking in a FedEx truck right now, just cleaning the shit. Because that's going to get me closer to my goal of getting out of debt sooner, and it's guaranteed. There's no risk. It's I show up, I clean, deliver, whatever, I get paid. And I'm not really learning much from doing so, but I am able to put valuable information in my ear. Here's another thought that I had. How much would you pay? So think about your favorite influencer or podcaster or athlete or author. Think about that. So like if it's Kobe Bryant, right? So how much would you pay to have Kobe Bryant, just for 1 hour, come to work with you, and you were given a sheet of paper and there was 100 questions and you could ask 5. You can't ask any other ones other than what's on the paper. You can only ask those on the paper, that those 100. How much would you pay to be able to do that, just for 1 hour? You know, is that worth it to you? Like, how what would you pay? And so think about that. Like, if you're trying to go with Gary Vaynerchuk or Andy Frisella or David Goggins or Joe Rogan, how much would you pay? And so whatever that number is. Yeah, you can do it for free. It's called a podcast. You just listen to him speak in your ear for free. And so you don't need to pay anything. And so why don't we treat that value that's available to us with that price tag that we just named, you know? Because how valuable would it be to have Kobe Bryant with you at work one day? That's cool, right? You could ask him. And the whole reason why it's 100 questions, you can only pick 5, is because you can't ask him any question you want, because you can't. It's just whoever is running the podcast, whatever questions they ask. But you can Google the shit and figure out which podcasts asked which question and go on there and learn and listen. And so you can do that for free. And so the point of me saying that is that's exactly what I'm doing here with FedEx. I have a lot of time spent alone. And so I'm just kind of filling my ears with the value of the internet from people who have been there, done that. People who I aspire to be like. And so I think that's something that we have taken so advantage of and we're so accustomed to. We all have, majority of us have the ability to do so. A lot of jobs don't let you listen to music or podcasts or whatever while you're working. And that's a whole other thing. But for those of us that are lucky enough to have that opportunity, I think we should take advantage of it. And I think we should always listen. I think we should always be trying to learn something. Obviously, there's the value of silence and being in your own thoughts and your own head. But if I'm 6 hours alone by myself, at least 3 hours of those is going to be listening to somebody and trying to learn something and gain some kind of perspective or value. And so how much is that worth? So if I can go make more at another place, and if I can go and learn a better skill, which might be going directly against everything I'm saying, you know, just what's that worth? How much that price tag that you put on listening to Kobe Bryant, for example, just for 1 hour, because that's typically a podcast, that price tag, it's for free. So is that what it's worth to be able to listen to podcasts every day? So if you listen to 3 podcasts a day, they're all an hour long, that price multiplied by 3, is that the value of being able to listen and learn while you're working? So in that regard, is it worth not being able to listen to shit and grow? Just something I think about. So people always talk about what happens if it doesn't work out, you know? But I think the question is, what happens if I don't do it, you know? So, or what happens if you... So I'm not really sure how it goes, but... what the fuck is it? It's, stop worrying about what could go wrong and start thinking about what could go right. That's one of them. But instead of thinking what will happen if you do it and it doesn't work, think about what would happen if you don't do it. I can't remember how it's worded, but it's a lot more fancier than that. But if I don't, I'm just going to stay the same. So I take a risk of getting better, and the risk to reward ratio is very small, I think. And I guess that just depends on the frame of mind that you're approaching it with. So, because if I do the thing and it fails, then I learn, and I probably don't die, so I grow, right? Because it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger. So if I don't do the thing and it fails, I grow, I get better, I develop, I gain experience, knowledge, wisdom, perspective, you name it. But if it works, then shit, dude. And so I guess the alternative of operating and executing is just remaining the same. And it's interesting because you just have to cross that threshold of where shit sucks so bad that you want to change. So it's the region beta paradox, whatever. I'm not going to go into that, but pretty much it just means if thing you'd be better off if you were in a worse situation. So I don't know. So yeah, so now you have an inside look of what my brain looks like while I'm by myself. Because that's exactly what I'm doing today. I'm just cleaning trucks. Just thinking about the value and the worth of things. Because I think I do this too, but just because there's no price tag on it doesn't mean there's not actually value associated with it. That can be tied to some sort of price tag, which is, you know, there's this other quote that's really great. And it's something like, I'll give you $10 million, would you accept it? The person would say yes. And then you say, okay, well, I'll give you $10 million, but you can't wake up tomorrow. Would you still take it? And the person says, of course not. And the person says, okay, so you value waking up more than $10 million. And so that's a great quote. But the example there is that there's no money price tag associated with waking up. But when you tie it to a value, in that example, you value waking up more than $10 million. So going back to the whole thing of the price tag with the how much would you spend to have Kobe Bryant in your ear or something like that. But I just think about that, you know, How much time could you save? Like, I made an example a couple episodes ago about how I'm moving closer to work, and so my drive time is actually less, and so that saves me the amount of time per day or whatever it was, and I can associate that, I can tie that to an actual price tag on the value of my time. And so it's about $400, I think it was a month, that I decided is what it was. And so $400 a month that I'm saving, that's a good deal. But it's not money, it's just time. And it's my perception of value of what my time is worth. So anyway, that's kind of like what I think about always. And so I listen to podcasts that kind of reinforce this thought process and allow me to expand on it, because I've been taking a lot better care of what I listen to, meaning I'll listen to something, I'll try to work it out myself in my head, figure out what it means, what I think it means, how I take it, how I can apply it to my life. And then I'll try to listen to more or read more on that same thing, as opposed to just listening to 10 podcasts in a row, saying that I listen to 10 podcasts and then I'm, you know, trying to learn here. You know, I used to be a book a week guy. Quickly realized that was silly, because it doesn't matter how many books or how many pages or how many words you read. What matters is what you learn and take away from it. And so if I'm not learning shit, then I'm wasting my time. If my behavior doesn't change, I'm not learning anything, if my intellect is no better, no different, I'm just wasting my time. So I'm trying to approach almost everything in that same manner, which is learn something, just one thing, and just work on that one thing. And so, not the best at it. It's a new incorporation to my life at the moment, but always a work in progress, always growing, always learning. So that's that. So anyway, that's literally what I think about every time that, or every day that, or every second that I'm spent not doing things that require my attention. So I don't know, maybe this is valuable, but somebody listening in 11 years, maybe this will be the one thing that makes them feel not alone. And that's the goal. Because I'm very insecure about this. And I just feel like I'm very weird. So that's a whole other thing. But anyway, that's that. Peace out.
Hey, thanks for listening. And a quick reminder here. So this podcast doesn't prioritize professionalism or quality at all. It's just meant to be a shoot from the hip type podcast with the intent just to get a quick message out. So some episodes might be inaudible in 30 seconds and others might be 45 minutes and super crisp sounding. So all these are being made so that by episode 7,305, which is 20 years, we can come back and see the entire playbook of how I made it to wherever I'm going. So thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon.